Andrew and Sarah for breakfast at Mix 104.9. We've got an up-and-coming car racer joining us this morning, Sarah.
Oh, this is exciting. Exciting because he has such an amazing story to tell.
He's done so much already.
How he got to where he is. Yeah,
Rossy Johnson, a 19-year-old Territorian with a passion for speed. He's a former BMX champion too, has now turned to cars, and he joins us this morning.
Good
Rossy,
morning.
How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Firstly, your parents named you after a world champion, Valentino Rossi. So your family has
cool.
racing in their blood, right?
That is a cool
yeah,
name.
I grew up in a pretty hardcore motorsport family. Yeah. And yeah.
You know what's great is there are a lot of Darwin families who are diehard motorsports because we have so much opportunity here, like Hidden Valley, just about every possible motorsport you can think of is there. So it does make sense that you've come from a motorsport family, but you guys are from Howard Springs.
Yep.
And tell us, we were saying just before, you started it with BMX. So you obviously always love just getting out there and being competitive and stuff.
Well, originally I wanted to race motocross, but before I was allowed a bike, my dad thought I should probably learn some racecraft, so jumped on a BMX bike, had a few good years in that, and then slowly progressed into motocross.
So how did you get from the BMX to there? Like, did you have to go into, I know we've spoken to V8 drivers before, and they started out in go-karting and things like that. Like, where did you go to after the BMX?
I went straight to motocross, so yeah. I think I started racing motocross in 2014, and was fortunate to some good sponsors with me, and we won a few titles in that.
Yeah,
traveling around the country and stuff, so that was really good. But sort of my number one passion was always car racing. Like, I was very fortunate to race motocross, but sort of in the back of my mind there was always, oh, I'd love to be a race car driver.
Yeah, your passion's to be a supercars driver, right?
Yeah, supercars or Porsche Carrera Cup, one of the two.
Now, what are you doing right now? Because the last few years have been quite big for you. Tell us about them.
They certainly have. So straight after we won the Northwest Motocross Championship, we bought a HQ Holden and started racing up here and just learning that grassroots sort of foundation into car racing. And then we were looking for a really competitive but sort of lower end national series, and we saw that Toyota 86s was really the series for us.
Yeah, and so where's that run out of?
So we have rounds in, obviously with COVID, everything's been a bit...
Before COVID, we'd like to imagine all this stuff.
So we have rounds in Victoria, Queensland and New South Wales.
Yeah, cool. And how many people would you be racing up against at any one time?
So currently in the points, there's about 50 drivers, but usually 35 on track. Yeah. And lap times are only about 2 seconds from 1st to 35th, so it's
quite a competitive competition.
It's very equal machinery, which makes it even better, so everyone's sort of on a level playing field, and
So, what are you doing at the moment? Because I know you race and base out of Gold Coast, so you're travelling between the NT and Queensland quite a bit.
Yeah, so, obviously, with COVID and stuff, I've come back up here to live for a while, and I've been lucky enough to have a job with one of my sponsors, Arafura Crash Repairs.
Yeah,
quick
cool.
plug.
So you fix the crashed cars or the broken down cars.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we don't come across that very often where the driver is actually
handy skill,
you know,
the one
fixing your own car. Oh. You possibly could fix your own car.
Definitely.
And who do you admire as a driver these days? Like, is there someone that's particularly stands out?
Well, I'd say my favourite driver of all time would be Jim Richards, but Luke Yulden's done so much and sort of coming from a Formula Ford level with not an insanely big budget, and he's made it to supercars, and that's someone I sort of look up to.
Yeah.
What do you drive mainstream, Rossi? Like, what's your normal car?
What's your normal car?
It depends at the moment. I've got a VE Commodore or the infamous cult figure AU Falcon.
Okay.
Not bad.
At what point did your parents go, all right, we're going to let him go fast in a car? I can imagine that. Like, they are motorsports fans, so they probably love the speed, but it's still one extra step their son getting in and doing it.
Well, I think the injuries they saw through motocross, and my mum was a bit...
apprehensive?
A bit apprehensive and stuff. So as soon as I sort of went to car racing, mum was... that put her nerves at rest.
Okay. You got the full machine rather than straight off a bike.
Yeah,
I can imagine the injuries would have prepared her for what's to come. They must be super proud of you, though.
They're really supportive. I really Couldn't do it without him.
Yeah.
19 years of age, he's got the world at his feet, hasn't he?
And so far to go. Mm. We are so excited to have a Territorian on this sort of level, and I really do think that we'll see him in the Supercars.
Yeah, watch this name, yeah. Rossi Johnson.
Imagine you, like, we're going to say, Rossi Johnson comes in, yeah, yeah, we've known him for years.
We'll do a flashback in about 15 years'
yeah,
time. Remember we spoke to him back in 2021?
When we were at the Supercars, we were like, yeah, we know this guy, and you would know Hidden Valley. Like, when you're ready to do that race, you will just smash everybody.
Oh, I can't wait to have that opportunity.
Yes.
And we'll probably be right there to watch you, mate. But yeah. Continue success. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
in this
you.
Morning.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.